I am here with Derek Limsu of Peak Power, and why don't you tell me a little bit about what you guys do?
Sure. So Peak Power is a software company that has created predictive analytics to be able to predict when the most expensive hours of peak demand occur in buildings and on the grid. So we are basically trying to empower buildings to go after the largest part of electricity bills that represent 50% of their bills by targeting only less than 10 hours of peak demand. And by doing that, we can empower building owners to then create significant savings from their bills, but also create significant revenue opportunities that can hit their net operating income in a positive fashion.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of revenue can they get from this?
So we have three distinct product lines, but we'll talk about two today. One is about enabling a building through our building optimization platform to enable the building to have better operations through data analytics and prescriptions. But the main driver is to enable a building to be a grid resource. So there are a few times of the year where your grid is strained the most, and that causes the grid a lot of money, and they're willing to pay you to offset and ease that concern. There are certain times of the year where your building strains the grid. So the ability for you to be able to use your building as a resource to reduce that strain on the grid provides opportunities where the utilities and the wholesale markets will pay you for that. Our second business line is our electric asset optimization platform, and that's about installing infrastructure to do the same things. So things we've learned about the real estate space is they make money through leases, and everything needs to be non-invasive. So the ability to take things like batteries and store energy at night when it's cheap and in abundance, and use our software to predict when these peaks are going to occur to create these revenue and savings opportunities is what our second business pillar does. What we're doing on the electric asset optimization piece is we're also looking at what we think is the most underutilized asset in buildings that will be, and that's electric vehicles. So in the next, you know, 4 or 5 years, electric vehicles will surpass internal combustion engine cars, where, you know, 50-60% of the cars will be driving electric vehicles. But similar to like the Lyft IPO and the Uber IPO, a car stays parked for 95% of the time. The big difference on electric vehicles is that it has a battery. So the notion of you filling up at night and then being able to drive that car and allow the building owner to have access to those batteries to chase those peaks is where I think the future is going to go. It will drive two things. It will drive affordability of EVs, but also create significant revenue opportunities for the building owners. So mainly our mission of what we're trying to do is try to get every single commercial building to enable three types of energy nodes. One is the building itself to be a grid asset. Two, to have stationary batteries be a grid asset, and also electric vehicles. Mm. And that's primarily the mission today, and then we have a little bit more stuff that we're doing, some exciting stuff in Toronto that we're doing as well.
And how does the economics of the grid, our, you know, energy grids, affect how you do your business?
So the good news about it is that, it's not good news for everybody, it's good news for our business model, but essentially the cost of energy is increasing. Labor rates are going up. The cost of putting a gas power plant 10 years ago versus putting one in today is astronomical in terms of that scenario. So as electricity goes up, our value proposition gets better and better and better, right? So it becomes, I think, the second largest OPEX to a real estate owner after taxes or whatever, depending on what type of real estate company you are. So it's a big deal for the real estate companies, it's a big deal for our business, but essentially we're in an interesting cone of opportunity where the value proposition of what we're doing is going up because the cost of peak demand is rising, but the actual cost of implementation of batteries and cars is dropping. So it's a pretty unique business to be in, and that's why we're super excited about it.
Great. And what do you think is on the tenant side? I mean, do you think that this will be something that is marketable to tenants that they'll be interested in having?
Yeah, so it kind of leads into this exciting new project that we're doing in Toronto, where we're actually deploying 200 electric cars that we own as a fleet and 20 large batteries in some of the biggest building owners in North America. And we're actually creating a stock market of energy. So we're actually working with buyers of these services, the transmission operator, the distribution operator, and the system operator, and these building owners, and we're trying to enable a marketplace that's inclusive to empower building owners and tenants to participate. So in this project that we're doing, we're actually providing heavily subsidized cars to people and paying for their parking to enable that social change of them being able to allow us to have access to their asset. So it's gonna take a little time, but I think it starts off with us being able to provide the cars, understand that we're not damaging the cars and so on and so forth. But if you fast forward in terms of where the market is going, it's a no-brainer that electric cars are gonna be a huge part of the grid. They're gonna be either a burden or an opportunity for your real estate owner, because you can't just have 50% of your tenants want to charge in your building. The infrastructure isn't there. Mm-hmm. So why not be smart about that and actually use the battery capacity that's stored on the residential lines at night and bring it into the, bring it today and use that as a potential revenue source that hits the net operating income, which then increases the value of the building and then you can bring more debt.
Absolutely. And what's the reception been like? I mean, trying to get real estate owners to think kind of outside of their normal offering and thinking about cars as part of that.
You know, I think that if a couple years ago when I started the business, the idea of putting a battery in a building was quite novel, right? I think that people have, like, real estate people have hired more people that understand the energy markets a little bit more now, and they're starting to see that that's really what's coming. So I would say, luckily, it's been super receptive. The ability to have cars, to be part of the showcase, to be part of the stock market of energy, there's a huge innovation hub inside of all the real estate. They have their own private, their own VC firms. They have their own innovation hubs. So it hasn't been a problem actually getting the actual building owners to participate. But it was always hard to get the first couple, right? So the first couple to be the leaders. And we're lucky that in New York, where we are, as well as in Toronto, we managed to find the leading people that are willing to kind of jump in early on. And I think once more learnings come about and we're able to share that stuff with others, more will come. We view that a battery will end up being looking like a boiler. Like, there's no difference, right? I think there's a perception of a battery being something different. But a diesel genset, a gas generator, it'll just be a boiler that will be installed by a qualified contractor. But they'll always need a software and an interface to interact with the markets because that's very complex. And that's really what our mission is to be that software platform to empower building owners to help service the grid as we move forward.
Well, great. I wish you the best of luck. Sounds like a great offering. It sounds like it's very well received. So
thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Cheers.